Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative.
Thanks for being connected with eBay. This is Peter Wilson. So how are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you.
All right, ma'am. So the thing is that yesterday night at 10 o'clock, there is a suspicious order. Tonight at 10 o'clock, there is a suspicious order made for the online gift card, okay? But the billing address was changed again and again, so we have put a hold on that. And I believe you haven't made the order, am I correct?
Yeah, that's correct. No, I did not make that order.
This means, ma'am, it's a case of online fraud. Anyhow, some online fraudsters have got the access onto your information and they are doing this kind of fraud things. So just try to remember, ma'am, like recently have you shared any kind of personal or any financial details to any unknown person? Just try to remember.
No, I have not, no. I purchased some clothing from eBay yesterday, but I've been confirmed that my payment was made and the purchase was being sent.
Oh my goodness.
But it wasn't $299, it was only $16 and something.
All right, let me explain it to you. You have made the purchase for the clothing, but those fraud persons are trying to buy this gift card so that they can redeem the money. All right. So what we are going to do, we are going to simply block those persons and we are going to cancel the order. For canceling the order, we are going to generate a cancellation code on your mobile phone. Then we are going to cancel the order and block those persons. All right.
Yes.
So please put the call on speaker, ma'am. Let me generate the cancellation code on your mobile phone. Put me on speaker.
Okay.
Sorry?
Yes.
Yeah, and the mobile phone which you are using, it's an iPhone or it's an Android phone?
It's an Android phone.
All right, so you just simply open up your Google Play Store on the phone. Do you know about Google Play Store?
Yes.
Take your time and do it. And you are driving the car, ma'am, or you are at your home?
No, I'm outside. That's why you can hear it, that's all.
Oh, and do you have the earphones with you? Like, have you taken the earphones with you?
No, I have not, sorry.
All right. And you are going to your home now?
Yes, I'm in my Google Play Store now.
And now in the top, do you see search for apps and games? There will be a search bar, search for apps and games. Do you see
yes,
that?
That's right, yes.
Just give a click on that and type over there the word eBay, then give a space.
eBay, space.
Then any deck. A-N-Y-D-E-S-K.
A-N-Y.
D-E-S-K.
I've got that now, yes?
Yeah, just give a click on search.
Beg your pardon?
And now, do you see a red color application named AnyDesk Remote Desktop? Do you see that?
Yes, I do, yes?
Yeah. Just give a click on that and give a click on install. Do you see the option install?
Yes, I am.
Just give a click on it now. All right. Take your time and do it. And ma'am, it's showing you pending or it's showing you downloading?
It's almost done.
All right. Take your time and do it. And ma'am,
installing now.
All right. And do you remember, ma'am, last time when have you connected your mobile phone with any kind of public internet at any public place or any cafeteria, hotels, anything like that?
No, not at all.
All right. And right now,
it's open now.
Yeah, just give a click on open. And now what can you see?
Privacy statement.
Just give a click on okay. And now what can you see?
Knox license activation.
Yeah, just give a click on allow or accept. Just give a click on the positive option which you can see. And now what can you see?
I've gone to AnyDesk plugin add one.
Yeah, just give a click on install. And now it's downloading.
Wait, pardon?
Now, the AnyDesk plugin AD1 is installing?
Yes, it is.
And now, once you will get to uninstall, do let me know.
Just click on uninstall, yes.
And now, just press the back button and go back to the AnyDesk. Press the back button. And now, what can you see?
The plugin activation.
Give a click on OK.
Installation remotely. A plugin needs to be activated. Would you like to add in?
Yeah, just give a click on OK.
Yes, it's
And it's taking you to the accessibility page.
Yep.
Yeah, and now over there, do you see AnyDesk plugin AD1? Do you see that?
No, it just says.
All right. Just scroll down the page and go to the bottom.
Yes, it says contact us or about accessibility. That's all.
All right, you just press the back button. You just press the back button and go back to the AnyDesk. And now what can you see?
Nothing. It just went out.
Sorry?
It says tutorial, then it's just plugin activation again. That's all it says.
No.
It says okay.
No.
And then it goes.
And apart from this, okay, do you see anything like cancel or skip? Anything like that?
It says do not show again, cancel.
Yeah, just give a click on cancel. And now what can you see?
You can abort the tutorial by touching the outside button.
Yeah, just press anywhere on the screen, on the blue area, press anywhere on the screen.
Then can connection status?
Yeah, and now do you see a 9-digit number come up?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, just tell me that number.
677-022-045.
And just beneath that, do you see any option like set password?
Yes.
Yeah, just give a click on set password. We are going to provide you a temporary password to cancel the order. So just give a click on set password.
Okay.
And now do you see, and now what can you see?
Interactive access.
Yes. And now just, listen to me. Yeah. Just scroll down the page and little bit and you will get to see an option permission profile. Just give a click on permission profile. Just check there. Yeah. And now what option come up?
Default screen sharing, full access or unattended access.
Just give a click on full access. Just give a click on yes. And now do you see there will be a checkbox, enable unattended access. There will be a
profile enabled.
Yeah, and just beneath that there will be enable unattended access with a checkbox.
Yep, okay.
Yeah, just give a click on that and it's asking for a password, am I correct?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So all will be in lower cases and don't give a space. All right. Type E as in English letter E.
Yeah.
B as in basketball letter B.
Yep.
A as in Australia letter A.
Yep.
Then Y as in yellow letter Y.
Yep.
Then number 7.
Yep.
Number 8.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9.
Yep.
Number 0.
Yep.
And now just give a click on OK.
Okay.
Yes. And now once you will get to see any option like Start Now, just give a click on Start Now. Do you see the option Start Now?
Yep.
Yes. And now what can you see, ma'am?
Permission profile, full access.
Yes. And now you just come back to your normal home screen where you can see the wallpaper.
Okay.
And now you just open up your Google. Do you know about Google?
Yes.
Yeah, open it up. And type over there, my, M as in Margaret, Y as in yellow, my. Then give a space. Then give a space.
Yep.
Then number 1, put 1.
Yep.
Then letter P, P as in Peter, letter P.
Yep.
Then do you see any suggestion come up like my 1P address location?
Yes.
Yeah, just give a click on that. And now, ma'am, do you see any option come up like what is my IP address location, find out here, NordVPN?
Yeah.
Yeah, just give a click on that. And now what can you see, ma'am? Do you see your IP address?
Yes, it says.
I'm going to verify you the IP address. I'm going to verify you that. Just match it from your end. It's 49.195.79.194. Am I correct?
Yes.
Yeah, and just beneath that, ma'am, in a red color line, do you see something is written over there? Can you just read it back to me?
Your online activity can be seen on by your internet service provider, anyone else spying on your connection.
Do you got it now? At the moment, like those fraud person have got the access onto your IP address and they are doing this kind of fraud things. So what we are going to do, ma'am, we are going to activate the cancellation, then we are going to block those persons. All right.
Okay.
So can you please come back to your normal home screen?
Yeah.
And ma'am, you just simply log into your email and just check, do you see any fraudulent mail over there from the email?
I'm just going to my email now. No, I don't see anything just out of content. No, I don't.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, now you can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you,
sir. All right. So have you got any mail from eBay? Have you checked it?
I've got nothing from eBay, but I've got something from Shine, who I S-H-E-I-N.
Oh,
my order confirmation, that's the only thing.
All right. This means, ma'am, those person have deleted the mail as well. Like you have, by yesterday night you told me like you have brought some clothes as well, but
yeah,
they
but
have blocked you.
I bought it yesterday during the day. It wasn't 10 o'clock last night.
Yeah, so yesterday you have made it. So you will get to see a confirmation mail about that clothes as well. Am I correct?
Yes, I have got that. Yes, I've got confirmation. I've also got that my order has been shipped as
well.
So it's
proof that it has been done. This means, ma'am, those person have got the fraud. Those person have got the access onto your mail as well. So ma'am, what we are going to do, we are going to start the security, but first of all, you just come back to your normal home screen. Just come back to your normal home screen.
Yes.
And now listen to me, ma'am. We can see that those four persons have tried to buy these gift cards like 3 to 4 times. All right. So how often do you check your bank statements? Like, do you do online banking to check the bank statements?
No, I do not do online banking. I do mine all in the bank itself.
Oh, you just visit to
that's
the bank?
That is the first time that I bought something off eBay.
All right. So what we are going to do, ma'am, we are just going to online register yourself for the checking the statements for 1 day. All right, we are going to help you.
No, I don't want to do that. Thanks. I'll contact
Hello?
My bank.
Hello?
Thank
you
very much.
Wait. Hello. What happened, ma'am? Just listen to me. Hello. You don't have to do anything. Just bear with me. All right. Just bear with me. So first of all, ma'am, you just open up your Google. Hello.